Rizzo's Rock Calendar.
I share something in common with Mick Jagger. We're both too pretty to go to jail. But I've been in once. Not jail, just a watch house, you know.
What, for the old overnighter?
Yeah.
What was that for, quickly, before we get into this?
Bit of D&D.
Oh, no.
And that drunk and disorderly is something I've never been since.
Yeah, right.
Well, never been caught or since.
Why are you crossing your fingers?
Anyone in Port Douglas listening, good to be going regional.
Oh, no.
1967, Mick Jagger was found guilty of illegal possession of two drugs found in his jacket at a party given by Keith Richards. Now, this is kind of ambiguous.
Yep.
Were the drugs given by Keith Richards in his jacket or the party given by Keith Richards? I think it was the party. Mm. I think it was the latter.
Well, knowing what we've learned about Keith this year, it could be anything, guys.
But look, it reminds me of...
No, you can't say his name. Just call him Jim.
So he got found in a park in Rushcutters Bay under the influence of something.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
Disoriented, mm-hmm. A little bit nude, et cetera, et cetera.
Bit going on.
In his pile of clothes, he said, oh, someone slipped something in me drink. That's what's happened.
Yeah.
Someone has slipped something in me drink. And the coppers go through his clothes. They go, what about these two pills here? I'm like, how are these people? Not only did they slip something in his drink.
On the pocket as
but
well.
They popped something in his pocket for later on. He should have got their number and said, rock on, boys, I'll see you soon. And it's like another classic example of there was a footy player who said he got done for being on cocaine or something.
Yeah.
He said someone must have put it in his drink. Do you know what? The next week that nightclub was full because people were like leaving their drinks everywhere going, I'll come back when it's fixed. Keith obviously didn't give Mick the drugs. Mick was his own man at the time.
I would have thought.
But he spent the night in jail.
In the clink.
In the clink, and he asked for classic.
This is brilliant.
Classic young fellow in incarceration.
Yep.
Could I get some books on Tibet and modern art and two packs of Benson and Edges cigarettes?
Just to make the time go by, guys.
No condoms, Mick?
No. Oh, no. Triple M. Oh.